Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Hi, this is Ben Clooney from Class 1 Fresh Produce. We've just got to the Manchester Airport on our way to Rungis. With me is Martin Holmes, our General Manager, and Neil Wood, our Night Manager. Martin's just on the phone selling some truffles to one of our very loyal chefs, Tom Parker, at the White Swan at Fence. Our plan is to get into Paris this evening, and then we will be up bright and early in the morning to go to Rungis Market, which is the largest fresh produce market in Europe. It's where we buy quite a lot of our produce from through the winter, and we're going to meet some suppliers and hopefully source some new products and bring as much inspiration back to Skipton with us as possible.
Bonjour.
Petit peu.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Du radis.
Radis?
Ouais.
Oui.
So we've just arrived in Rungis Market. It is 5 a.m, which is nice and bright and early, and we're just trying to meet our contacts here. The scale of the place is massive. I can't get over how big it is. There's wagons and vans and people everywhere, so we're going to go in and have a look round. So we've come into one of the deli halls, which sell quite a lot of the delicatessen items that we sell ourselves, and we've just seen a huge pallet of a product called foie de brick, which is a pastry. What would you do with foie de brick, Martin?
Foie de brick's a great, a savoury pastry that's good as a cone for a canapé to fill out. Crab meat, you can bake it with butter, two sheets. You can fill the centre of it and bake it so that you get a nice, thin, crispy pastry. Any filling you like, really. We used to do them with thyme and use them as almost like a savoury twill on a starter.
So what's the difference between a foie de brick, which is next to a pallet of phyllo pastry?
Phyllo is a very light, fluffy pastry, whereas foie de brick's more of a firm, crisp paste.
Cherville? Parsley?
Wet.
Parsley root. Beetroot?
Wet.
Oui. Très bien, merci.
So that was a vegetable seller selling lots of different root veg, some chervil root, parsley root, meat radish, which is a little bit like a beetroot, I suppose. Something a little bit different for the chefs to use. So we've just found Alan.
Yes.
And Alan is operation. All the produce comes in.
Yes.
And then you make sure it goes to the correct places.
Yes.
Have you worked for Burbank's for a long time?
So I've worked for Burbank for 12 years.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you see lots of produce?
200 pallets.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A week? Per week?
Yeah.
We've come into a fridge now with our contacts in Rungis, who we do quite a lot of buying with, which is Eddie from Burbank Produce. Eddie, can you just tell us what you do and how you do it and how we buy from you?
Yeah, we trade with France 52 weeks of the year. We have a warehouse facility over here in Rungis. We are buying from all over France and other countries as well, bringing this, using Rungis really as a stopping point for the product going to France, coming from France into the UK.
We have the facility just to pick the phone up to you and be able to buy lots of different products. Where do you buy from?
So yeah, we're buying 95% of this product's coming from all over France and other countries. We work direct with growers and packers around France. We're using, like I said, Rungis is really a shopping window for us. We work direct with people as much as we can, so we can pass on the savings and to give freshness to the product. For example, you see here this morning we've got things like nasturtium roots and crones, Japanese artichokes, which are kind of weird and funky, seasonal right now.
Yeah.
That kind of product's quite an expensive product, and you need to know it's bang fresh because it's a quite fragile product as well.
Yeah. And that's something from our point of view where we love to buy local and we love to work with growers who are based in Yorkshire and Lancashire, but at the same time, this produce that's coming in from around Europe is, especially in the winter time, where we're looking at maybe 10 or 12 pallets of salad now that are not available in England, so we have to buy from Europe.
Yeah.
Do you work direct with the grower for these?
Yeah, we work direct with growers on the Lola Rosso, the oak leaf, this kind of product.
Yep.
We work direct with a grower down in Provence. We work direct with a grower in Almeria in Spain for fine frisée.
Yep.
So we're working as direct as we can, mainly to keep the freshness, really, to get it bang fresh for the customers.
And the price as well, obviously.
Price, yeah, but I think it's more control as well. You get more control working direct with a grower.
Yeah.
If you work with a wholesaler and run just here, you might get the product, you know, 6 times out of 10 directly. You might end up with shortages. You might end up with disputes over price. Whereas here, you know what the pricing levels are at. You know you're going to get the product that you've ordered. You've no worry about next day turning up and half the gear being missing.
Yeah.
You're going to get what you've ordered.
To be honest, see?
Lovely. Thanks.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.